Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in.
We do appreciate each and every time that you archive or you just call in from all parts of the world, actually. And we do appreciate when you do archive and, you know, just to support us, and we thank you for that. We are just coming together just to praise God in the best way that we know how. And we just gather other believers, other men and women of Christ. We come together just to share a word of God and, you know, just to grow so many challenges that we go through from day to day. And it's often that when we can communicate even over the internet via phone, that's a beautiful thing. And we do thank you for participating. We're going to have prayer, and then after prayer, we're going to go into our scripture for this evening. And the title of this evening, the title for this evening is Word of Wisdom. Word of Wisdom. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we ask that you would just build us up in areas where we're torn down, and that you would strengthen us where we are weak. Father, I pray that you would just give our minds clarity. I pray, Father, that you would just allow us to continue the journey that you have placed us on. Father, we realize that the race does not go to the swift, but it's go to those that endure to the very end. And, Father, we want to be able to make it to the very end. Lord, we ask that you bless our families. Bless the sick and shut-in, Father. Lord, Father, we ask that you bless those, Heavenly Father, who are in hospitals, Heavenly Father, who have disabilities or some type of sickness or whatever they're going through, Father. We just pray that you would just give them a peace of mind, a peace of spirit, Heavenly Father, and the families would be able to come together and support one another, Heavenly Father, and more than anything else, Heavenly Father, they would be encouraging, and anything that come out their mouth would be uplifting, Father. We realize, Heavenly Father, that when you're in the midst of anything, that things begin to happen, things begin to change. And we want to continue to give you the praise, the glory, the honor, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. We are, once again, we are talking about Word of Wisdom, Word of Wisdom. For any of you that, anyone who is listening by internet, we do invite you to call in, and the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And once you call in, then you have an opportunity to share with others who are listening or who have archived the Bible Interactive, the Interactive Bible Study for this evening. And it just becomes a blessing when you do that. Even if you don't, it's still a blessing just being a part of this hour and this time. We thank you. Word of Wisdom. Our first scripture starts off with 1 Corinthians 12:7. And it reads as such, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man for profit." But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man for profit. Amen? Now, when we think, when we look at the word manifestation, manifestation is when it's something that is showing forth of a feeling or something that someone is an outward feeling. It is an outward action that takes over. But here, the manifestation, it is talking about the Spirit in operation on the mind. The Spirit in operation on the mind. Amen? And see, the Spirit makes himself known by men. The Spirit makes himself known by men. So when men or women are filled with the word of God, it comes out. It produces fruit. And all that, what it's producing, is in the mind. In the mind, it is a manifestation of a person's character or their work. Amen? In the same way, it could be their work for God. Their work for God. So that is the manifestation that it is, I believe, that is speaking of in this scripture. And it says, it is given to every man. It is given to every man. So the Spirit, God gives the Spirit to each and all Christians. He gives us grace, and he endows us as he pleases. Amen? He endows us as he pleases. So when we think about our life, now think about our life and think about how God has blessed us, how he has graced us in our lives. Think about that. And that's when many are talking about they are so thankful and they cannot thank God enough for all the things that God has done. That means that they have looked and recognized that what was done for them, to them, was only by God. Only by God. Amen? Only by God. So those are, you know, that's what we go through. That's just what we go through. The Spirit is given to every Christian. Amen? Every Christian. Okay. Moving on, we are at 1 Corinthians 2:6. 1 Corinthians 2:6. Amen? We're giving you an opportunity. We're giving you an opportunity to locate that scripture. And again, if there's something that you want to share, please share with us and be a blessing to others. We come together every Wednesday just to be a blessing. We just pray that's done. We're not doing this for our own glory. We're just lifting up the name of Jesus, and we just come together as brothers and sisters in Christ just to share the word of God. Amen? First Corinthians 2:6. But we seek wisdom among them that are mature, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to nothing. So Paul is showing here that if human wisdom, in our human wisdom, we should be warning in the preaching when we hear the word of God. Amen? If we hear the word of God, that is that when we speak the word of God, that is wisdom. That is wisdom in the Spirit. That is the wisdom of God, not the wisdom of the world. Not the wisdom of the world. If you hear 631, I know 631 is on the line. If you have, if you would like to make a comment on this, please do. Please do take your time, and if you want to share what God is speaking to you, please do. We do invite you. Amen. And again, but we speak wisdom among them that are mature. Now, when we're looking at someone as mature, we can only look at, so that means someone who understands the word of God. Someone who understands the word of God. So what is that saying? That's saying that if a person has studied the word of God, when you're speaking to them of what God says, then there's an understanding that they receive when we are speaking the word of God. Amen? that. So mature, that comes with in time. That comes in time. It just does not come overnight. Amen. God, sometimes we have to go through some things in our life before we can become mature Christians. Before we begin to start to understand what the Word is saying. God is not going to allow His wisdom to be understood by anyone unless they have a relationship with Christ. Unless
right.
they have studied the
that's
Word
right.
of God. Amen? So that's why it says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, but rightfully dividing the word of truth. So when we are speaking the truth to someone, they understand what is true. They understand. They receive that, what is true. And that's the beauty of the Word of God. One of the most powerful books that we can ever pick up is the Bible. The Bible is a roadmap as to how we are to live our lives. And if you want to live your life in a peaceful manner, then I study the Word of God. Because the more that we study the Word of God, the more peace we begin to have. The more we understand, the more wiser we become. The more, it's almost like going out and knowing where the traps are and knowing that there's a trap there and we are not going to get trapped. The Spirit speaks to us and leads us away from that trash, something that can be harmful in our lives. I can say myself, and over my years in terms of growing up, I know that God has just been a blessing to me, and He has just protected me in so many ways. And I'm sure it's the same with you. If you think about how many times God has just spoken to us and preventing us from going into a trap that could be damaging. So that is the beauty of it. So, but when we speak wisdom to those that are mature. Those that are mature understand the Word of God, and again, that comes with time. Wisdom. You know, I always say, give me the wisdom, help me to understand the Word of God. Give me the wisdom. I don't want to be smart. I want to be wise. Amen?
Amen.
So here we are. It says we speak wisdom. We speak wisdom. And the opposite of wisdom is foolishness. There's wisdom, and then there is foolishness. Amen? And when we look at 1 Corinthians, if you look at 1 Corinthians later on, 1:21, it talks about the foolishness of the world. Amen? The foolishness of the world. So when we look at the foolishness of the world, but we speak wisdom among them that are mature, yet not of the wisdom of the world. We're not talking about how we did it or how we made it or how we was able to overcome obstacles. We are talking about the wisdom of God. We are talking about what God says. Amen? Because when we talk about the wisdom of the world, it says that it comes to nothing. It comes to nothing. In other words, when you average it out, it comes to nothing. There's a little saying, having a PhD in the world, worldly wisdom. And what the Bible says, the Word of God says that it comes to nothing. Amen? The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is what gives us the direction, guides us And the Word of God is what gives us the wisdom to be able to follow the Spirit, to be able to understand the Spirit. So here it's talking about, again, we're talking about when it says word of wisdom, taking time to have an intimate relationship with our Father. That means sitting down and studying the Word of God. That means praying to God. Amen? That means giving ourselves over to God. Because, again, as we talked prior, God understands our hearts. He sees our hearts. Amen? Okay, so we're not talking about foolishness. We're talking about wisdom. Amen? When we also, and there's one other thing, when we talk about in terms of wisdom, when we are speaking wisdom and we're speaking the Word of God, the end result is salvation. Salvation. We're talking about the plan of salvation, how God can save our souls. We're talking about that when this world and everything that we're going through is over, that there is another place. We can't see, but there is another place that's not made by hand. Yes. Amen? There is another place that is not made by hand. And understanding that we're not always going to be here. We're not always going to be here. So whatever we are going through, it is a learning experience. And that learning experience is to help us become more mature and more wiser. But even more so when we understand the Word of God. And when the Word of God says, do not, and we do it in spite of, and we think back in terms of what the Word says, and you know how that goes. We think about what we're supposed to do, and we don't do it. And then we think about later on in terms of how we should have followed the Spirit. We say follow our first mind, but follow the Spirit and what God was saying us to do. But we choose to go otherwise. Amen? So we speak of wisdom among those in mature, yet not the wisdom of the world, but nor the princes of the world. That means those who the princes of the world, those who are in high places and giving us advice in terms of how to live our life. That comes to nothing. If we want to listen to anyone, if we want to understand anyone, if we want to gain the ultimate wisdom, that is the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Moving on to our next scripture, 1 Corinthians 1:25. 1 Corinthians 1:25. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Now, the foolishness of God is wiser than men. Foolishness of God. That's interesting, isn't it? The foolishness of God. And it's saying that God is so wise. God is so powerful. God is so great. That even when a mistake is made, it's still wiser than any thought of any man or any foolishness of any man. And that's how I read that. That is how I read that. And the weakness of God is stronger than man. So when I see that, to me, when I see that, it is telling me that when we look at our weakness, when we look at our weakness, when we look at strength, strength in God's eyes, when we are weak, we are strong in God's eyes. When we are weak, we are strong in God's eyes. And the world sees it just the opposite. When we are weak, we are not strong. And that's just how I see it. That's just how I see it. In my notes it says, because the foolishness of God, that which God appoints requires commands, which appears to men to be foolish. The commands of God appears to men, they appear to be foolish. And it says, this passage is not to be understood as affirming that it is really foolish or unwise, but that it appears so to men. And it also goes on and says, you know, perhaps even the apostle here refers to those parts of divine admiration, where the wisdom of the plan is not seen, or where the reason of God does of what God does is concealed. So in other words, that when God is working out his plan that is not seen to man, it is not seen to man, or it is concealed. We don't understand how God is working in our lives because it's concealed. Amen? We don't understand, and that's what it's in my notes, that it's what I'm looking at and reading. And it said, it is wiser than man. It is wiser than man. And it states it's better to accomplish important ends. Amen? So when we're looking at, it says, this is especially true of the plan of salvation. A plan apparently foolish to many men, yet it accomplishes more for the renewing of men and for their purity and happiness than all the schemes of human, any human errors or any tricks that anyone can come up with. They have accomplished nothing toward men's salvation. And it says that salvation, that's how men have always have failed. And it's saying that when we share the plan of salvation, it's saying that it never fails. It never fails. When we are speaking the word of God and using the plan of salvation, that it never fails. Amen. And the weakness of God, there is really no weakness of God. The weakness of God, there is really no weakness of God. God is not weak. And that's basically what it's saying. Any more than there is folly. And this must, it means, therefore, that the thing of this appointment, which appears weak and insufficient to accomplish to the end. So if we look at Matthew 27, 40 through 43, you can read further about that. Amen? And where it says it's stronger than man, in that scripture, it is able to accomplish more than the utmost might of men. In other words, the smallest agency or the smallest or the feeblest agency of God puts forth, it is so feeble or so small that as to be looked at as weakness, it is able and it is more effective than anything that any man could ever do. And the apostle, he refers particularly to the work of the redemption of man. Amen? But it is true everywhere. We must be about God's business when we are are coming in contact with anyone, we should be sharing the plan of salvation. Our purpose is to bring others to Christ, to let others know what God has done for us. Our purpose is to proclaim the word of God. Amen. To let others know how God, how good God is in our lives, what God has done in our lives. And that is what we should be doing. Amen. Any comments? 631, any comment on that? Okay, we're going to continue on. Amen. God is great, isn't he? Amen. God is great. And I love just the idea of being able to read his word and to share his word, because there's just so much that we gain from studying the word of God. And you know, sometimes the deeper that we get, the more we begin to ask ourselves, why did we wait so late? Why did we wait so late? Amen. We're at 1 Corinthians 3:18. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seems to be wise in his world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. Hallelujah. And 3:19 says, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he takes the wise in his own craftiness. Amen, amen, amen. So here, when I look at this, it says, let no man be deceived. If any man among you seems to be wise in his world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. So here it is, we're not to be puffed up. You know, we're not to be vain or conceit of our own wisdom. Amen? Because when we do this, it is saying that it just causes evil and our life experience is not going to be good. In the end, it's going to be, we're going to look like a fool because of our puffed up attitudes, because of our conceitness, because of our puffed up attitude of our own self, or of our own wisdom. Amen? We are not to rely on our own wisdom. Amen? What we learn, the wisdom and our learning, we are to rest on the word of God. So we are not to deceive ourselves and feel that it is us. It is I. No, it's not I. It's about God. It's about God. It's all about God. And our time here is all about the kingdom. Amen? And for verse 19, it says, for the wisdom of the world is foolishness with God. For it is written, it's the wise in their own craftiness. So here we're still talking about, you know, the wisdom of the world. We're talking about the wisdom of the world. We could know everything that we have to know about how to orchestrate or to gain in this world. But if we don't have God in our lives, then it is saying here that it is foolishness with God. it is foolishness with God when we leave God out and we just focus on the world. And that's just, and it's just saying, God is just saying that all we have to do is spending time. Is spending time with Him. See, because the more time we spend of the world, and all the pain that you see, they are to no purpose. Amen? They are to no purpose. And they are termed as fools who have acquired no salvation by their own speculation.
Mm-hmm.
So our title is Word of Wisdom. And here we're still talking about worldly wisdom and godly wisdom. Amen? So when we lean on God, on the Word of God, then that's a wise decision. That's a wise decision. And I thank God that that it really changed my life, because I can remember a time in my life when I focused on the world. That's all I thought about was, you know, was the world, you know, things of the world, gaining things of the world. And Christ was there, but there was only little focus. There was only little focus on Christ. And it just seemed the older that I became, and the more trials that I had to go through, then I began to focus more on the Word of God. And then as I began to focus on the Word of God, more on the Word of God, it just seemed God would just, He would just let me know that what I'm doing was not in vain. You know, He would give me some kind of sign or something would happen in my life and just let me know that He's real, just to let me know that I'm on the right road. And, you know, hey, we all fall short. We all make our mistakes. But God is such a loving God. God is such a forgiving God. He's not looking at our past. He's looking at our future. See, because in each and every one of us, He sees His own Son who died on the cross, that we might have life and have life more abundantly. So God gave His life. Jesus Christ gave His life for you. He gave His life for me. Amen? Amen, amen. Worldly wisdom. So, you know, that's the beautiful thing of just knowing that the more that we grow in God, the more happier our lives are. So if you're having some trials, continue just to lean on the Word of God. Continue to focus on the Word of God. Continue to spend time with God. Don't focus on what anyone else has or what anyone else has done in their life from a worldly side. But focus on the Word of God. Let God orchestrate your life. God will, I'm going to tell you, God will blow your mind. God will turn your life upside down. When you just turn your life over to Him, He will turn your life upside down. You will never, ever be the same. Never be the same. And the thing of it is, we can never get enough. We can never get enough of God, because He always has something else waiting for us. We never get tired. We never get bored. God always has a plan in our life. And the more that we grow, the more that He gives us. Amen? And that's the beauty of it. And isn't it just beautiful that we can come together and just share a Word of God, even over the internet, via phone, just share the Word of God. And that's the beauty of technology. And I believe within my own heart, you know what, if we had zero listeners, I believe in the depth of my heart that God would manifest it. See, because any time that you do anything for God, when you step out on God, let me tell you something, God shows up and shows out. He does that. So that's why we continue to do this week after week. And let me tell you, sometimes it becomes tiring, but the beauty of it is once we get started, there's just nothing like it. There's nothing like it. Just sharing the word of God and feeling within our heart that we're doing a good thing. It's all about the kingdom. Somebody's going to hear the word. Somebody's going to hear the word that don't go to church. Somebody is going to have a seed planted, and their life is going to change. And I believe that with all my heart, with all my heart. Amen? Okay, we're moving on to Titus 3:13. Titus 3:13. Is that Titus? Is it James 3:13? And I made an error on it. It's not Titus. It is James 3:13. That is a mistake on my error. That is a mistake of my error. James 3:13. Would you please read it?
If you are wise, live a life of steady good, so that all the good deeds will pour forth. And if you don't brag about them, then you will be true.
Could you say that again, please?
If you are wise, live a life of steady good, so that only good deeds will pour. And if you don't brag about them, then you will be true.
The part I like about that is, when I hear that is, living a good life and not bragging about it. Living a good life and not bragging about it. Now, there's a difference between bragging and testifying. There is a difference. When we're testifying about the goodness of God, we are, it's an excitement that we have that we want to share with others. It's an excitement. It's almost like,
who is a wife?
You've got to have some of this. You've got to try it. It's like just sharing the word of God, just sharing God, what God has done, and that's the beautiful thing. Now, when we're bragging, that becomes almost selfish. It's not God. Yes, very much self-centered. It's not about God. It's about I. It's about me. It's about me. Hey, look at me. Look at what I'm doing. Look at what I have. Look at where I'm going. Look at who I am. Never about God. So what God is saying, what it's saying here is, and the word is, that we are not to brag. We are not to brag. We don't get off track. We don't focus on self. We keep our eyes focused on the cross. Keep our eyes focused on God. And our conversation should be filled with the word of God, with the testimonies of God, with the praises of God. Amen? Glorifying God, lifting up the name of Jesus. And when we do that, it's saying here that we will live a good life. Moving on to our next scripture, and we have three more scriptures to go. And we are at Ephesians 1:17. Ephesians 1:17. Again, 631, if you like to make a comment, just please just tune in. You know, just share with us. Just jump in anytime, and we'd be glad to hear from you.
Ephesians 1:16. I have never stopped thanking God. I pray for you to constantly ask God to move the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is the truth and really understand what Christ is and all that he has done.
Amen. So, here is Paul is just talking about he's speaking of him as God of the Lord Jesus, amen. And he's praying that they may be further acquainted with Jesus Christ, amen. That they may be enlightened with Jesus Christ, with his great work, and all that he can do. Amen? Amen. The Father of glory. The Father of glory. Amen? The Father of glory. And the Father of glory is worthy to be praised and honored. Amen? He's worthy to be praised and honored. And may, and when we're looking at the spirit of wisdom, that the spirit of wisdom is that the spirit that you may understand the word of God and that it may make you wise. Mm-hmm. And so that you would be able to understand the doctrines of religion of the Redeemer, understanding the word of God, understanding the word of God of the Redeemer and what it's saying. Amen. The revelation that you're receiving from it. The spirit of wisdom, so that you may understand. It says, in all things, get understanding. That we are to gain, that we are to get understanding. Gaining, constantly gaining more. Gaining, understanding more. Amen? Anyone, any comments? Any comments? Any comments? Amen. And I love the idea of knowing, you know, that here, you know, even Paul is just speaking about, you know, that, and as I was saying earlier, you know, that he's praying that they may fully understand and acknowledge God. Amen. Fully understanding and acknowledge God, that we may be more intimate, wherever we are, that we may be even more intimate with the Word of God. Amen? That's spending time with God. Amen? And the more time that we spend with God, in the Word of God, and praying to Him, and He talking to us, amen, the more that love begins to just to fill us up in the depth of our knowledge, the more we begin to explore, the more we begin to just to be able to gain that understanding, to know more about the Lord Jesus Christ. See, God wants us to be at a point where we're doing more than what we are. The word has already said that we are going to do more, being able to go out and be able to speak to those things as though they are not, being able to just to do great things. And that's where God wants us. That's where he wants us. And that comes with spending time, intimate time in the word of God. Amen. Colossians 3:16. We're at Colossians 3:16.
Remember that Christ taught and left his orders enrich your life and make you wise. Teach this to each other and seek them out as songs of Him, the spiritual song. Sing to the Lord with thankful.
Amen. And that's just meditating on the Word, dwelling on the Word, and it becomes, you know, a song within our heart. It becomes a song within our heart. And singing the Word of God, just praising the Word of God. Amen. To the point, have you ever had where you're just riding in your car and all of a sudden, you know, a song just burst up, you know, in inside of you. You know, you're not even opening your mouth, but you can just hear that song, you know, in your head, you know, in your spirit. Have you ever had that? You're just driving along, no one, just you, and you begin to start to feel the Spirit of God, and a song raises up in you, and you can bring tears to your eyes, my brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. You can bring tears to your eyes when you just start, you know, just to relish and just to be able to receive the Spirit of God. And I know you've been there, and I know you've had that feeling as well. And that's just the beauty of it, the beauty of it. I'm just looking at the time. We are we're looking at 6 minutes left. And we are at James 1:5. And the word says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and reproaches not, and it shall be given him. Amen. And when we're looking at wisdom, we're talking about it's a general knowledge, okay? A general knowledge. Any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to men liberally. If there is any lacking, if you are feeling like that you do not know God, what it's saying here, what James is saying here is that ask God. And the word says, we have not because we ask not. So all God wants us to do is just come to Him. You know, and just like your father, when you need something, when you was coming up and you needed something from your father, you went to Him to ask. And God is saying here, the word is saying here that if you lack wisdom, if there's wisdom that you do not have, or you feel that you are lacking, that you are to ask God. And the beauty part of it, who gives to all men liberally. Amen? Liberally. He gives it, and He's not looking at what your past is like. He's not looking at that. God is not looking at our past. Who gives to men liberally. Amen? And reproaches not. And it shall be given him. And I like that. That's a powerful statement. It shall be given him. So what that is saying is that if you ask the teacher, then the teacher will give you what you ask. If you ask of wisdom, the teacher will give you wisdom. But see, only the teacher can give you wisdom. Only God can give you that wisdom. Amen? Amen. I love the beauty of just even knowing that it shall be given. It shall
be given. Yeah.
Amen?
I like that.
It shall be given. It didn't say that it might be given. It does not say that possibly I may give you that. let me think about it. It is saying it shall. That is a definite statement. So whatever it is that you are lacking, that I am lacking, that we are to come to God and ask. And it says it shall be given. If we want more of that wisdom that we want, that wisdom that we are looking for, searching for, seeking for, that we are missing, ask of God, and he will give us that. And see, once we gain that wisdom, then other things begin to start to operate on behalf of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hello?
God is good. God is so good. 631, did you want to make a comment before we close out?
Yes, I was listening to about the wisdom and the knowledge. And, you know, wisdom is the cream of the crop. You know, we can get knowledge, we can get understanding, but just like in Proverbs, it talks about a lot of wisdom. Wisdom to apply the understanding and the knowledge that we've given, that we've gotten to people.
Yes.
Wisdom is the prime thing that we need. You know, whether it be pastors or lay members or all of us in the body of Christ, we need wisdom to apply and even to bring people into Christ.
Amen.
You know, instead of beating them with a hammer, wisdom says, through loving kindness have I drawn thee. That's what wisdom does. Instead of beating them up, we say through love. God says through loving kindness. So with the wisdom and the word of God, we can catch the fish.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And bring them in.
Amen.
Wisdom. That what you were saying about wisdom, how God will give to everyone that asks liberally. Oh my God. We need wisdom in these latter days.
Amen.
We need wisdom to surround us and be about around our neck.
Amen.
So
praise
we
the
can
Lord.
So we can reach out, so we can get the understanding. I'm done. I wanted to comment further, but I'm done. God
praise
is good.
Lord.
This program is good.
Thank you so much. We only looking at like about 20 seconds.
Yes.
Before tuning in, and we do ask that that. Tune in again. You know, we praise God for you. We continue to pray for you as well as you pray. Amen. And we all be on one accord.
Amen.
We are looking at about 10 seconds and then the show is going to cut off. But remember, we love you, but God loves you most.
Amen.
God bless you.